Welcome to the Advent Collective. A daily reflection drawing from Bible passages that are commonly read in this season of Advent. Our hope is that it will help us to grow as we live out our faith in the everyday moments of life.
Welcome to the Advent Collective, Day 9. When I was at school, a friend's family threw a big birthday party. I don't know whose party it was, but myself and a small posse were best friends with the daughter of the house, so we got an invite. The friend's house was fairly small, but it was part of a run of houses with shared gardens. Don't think Sheffield terraces, this is Wiltshire, think lots of green space. They hired a large marquee, a disco and a DJ. The food, the decorations, the drink, everything beautifully arranged with great care and such attention to detail. There were loads of people. We partied on into the night. It was an awesome time. Now the friends had been invited to stay over on the condition that we help tidy up the following morning. So at the end of the party, we got out our sleeping bags and bed down for what was left of the night. It'd been a great time, so much fun, but I will never forget waking up the following morning to the utter devastation. I was groggy from too much food, a little too much to drink, and having not had nearly enough sleep, pulling on yesterday's clothes, and then walking outside. The marquee was still standing, that was something, but the mess, leftover food, paper plates, beer cans, empty bottles of wine. One can only marvel at the ingenuity of some people to be able to finish a drink and get the empties into such creative locations. Mess everywhere. The night before, full of such fun, laughter and life. The morning after, emptiness, brokenness and utter carnage. I wonder if you know the feeling. The highs followed by the deep lows. And I'm not just talking about the low after a great celebration or the silence after a raging storm, but euphoria, expectation, hope, lost. The empty room after your eldest has left for university. The days, weeks, even months following a broken relationship. The loss of a job. The death of a loved one. Or another period of flipping self-isolation. Do you know that feeling? Now let's take that feeling and magnify it 100,000 times. Or spread it across an entire nation. Our reading today is Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4. And here Isaiah the great prophet speaks to the remnant of a broken nation, a kingdom long divided, battles fought and lost, and the few returning to the promised land. Found a land that had been reduced to rubble, overrun with thorns. A nation called by God that had shown such early promise, but experienced such abject failure, total ruin, complete despair. And then when all was lost, when reality looked so bleak, Isaiah spoke these words, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." Into the stark reality of life. Life that can be both brutal and beautiful. God spoke a promise and revealed the job description of Jesus and his anointing that the Father would put on his life. So how are we doing today, people of God? Are we brokenhearted? Are we feeling stuck, overwhelmed, grieving a life lost, or feeling down and in despair? People of God, wait for Jesus. Reach out for Jesus. Listen for Jesus. In Jesus, all the promises of God are yes and amen. Freedom, release, favor, comfort, provision, beauty, joy, praise. Isaiah goes on to say, we will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. We will display his splendor. We will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. We will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. You see, you and me, we're anointed. One with Jesus, we share in his ministry. We are carriers of good news, great news, the most wonderful, beautiful, life-changing news. We get to proclaim freedom. We get to release captives, to provide comfort, to be bringers of the gift of hope and see lives turned around. I have no doubt that today, you and I, we need Jesus. I have no doubt today that the world needs Jesus. Today our friends, neighbours, colleagues need Jesus and they need us to speak of him. People of God, whose life will you bring a little hope to today?